Hey, podcast listeners, we're super excited about December 11th at 5:30 Mountain Time, Denver time, when we're going to go live once again on YouTube to record a live Gill Connections podcast. To celebrate, we're giving you bonus clips every day until then of last year's 2022 guests that came onto the live Gill Connections podcast. Check it out. Look in the show notes below and you'll see the URL. Check us out December 11th, 5:30 p.m. Denver time. Let's see if we have Mike J. Yeah, let's get this. This is a real treat for me for a couple of reasons. One, this guy is the voice of track and field. This setup might not be good enough for him. He may give me tips on how to record here, because this is the real voice of track and field right here live at the Denver, Colorado USTIP CCCA 2022 convention. And this was completely unplanned. I had no idea this was going to happen. So I'm just overwhelmed that you're here. Please introduce yourself to the audience.
Oh, sure. My name's Mike J from Iowa. And I'm tickled to death to be here. I was invited by Sam Seams from down at the NCAA cross country meet. And then, of course, the Drake Relays are presenting the symposium. Yeah. So I'm just doing some intros and helping out with awards and living the high life, man. This has been on my bucket list to come to this, but I had no reason to come.
Yeah.
I was never a high school coach, never a college coach, and I haven't coached for 10 years, but I'd like to hang around. Coaches are good people.
Yeah, amen.
You absolutely know? So it worked out. It's awesome.
And you know, Mike, there's a lot of reasons I like you. One, you know, not only your skill set as far as what you do as the announcer of Drake Relays and other meets and things like that. That's amazing. It's kind of a cool, unique talent, right? I don't know that I can have anybody else come on that does this. Well, Blake, I had Blake to start off. He just did a meet at Spokane. You also run an amazing, is it fair to say charity event? I want to make sure.
Foundation.
That gives back to young people. I mean, come on, from your heart, that is just really, really amazing. And then you host your own podcast, which is cool. I love that. But one of the things that I really like niche, right? And so, you know, track is its own niche, right?
Right.
And you have pole vaulters. That's kind of a niche right here.
Yep.
But there are a select few people out there that niche down to their state track and field. And you are, I love how you introduce yourself, Mike J from Iowa. You are Mr. Iowa when it comes to the history of the sport in the state, advocating for the athletes and coaches. I'm always blown away. I can't imagine what kind of database you have when a meet goes off at the Alabama Invitational and you're like, so-and-so that went to Boonville High School and this high school and this used to coach at UNI. I just love that aspect.
Well,
of you,
a lot of it's down. A lot of it's from memory, and hopefully that'll stick with me for a while. But it's just I lucked out, Mike, and I'll just tell you the backstory. In 1975, I was a sophomore in high school. I tell people I had to work my butt off to be mediocre, and would never even dreamed about qualifying to the Drake Relays or the state meet. But a small town of Columbus Junction, 1,500 people. And my head coach said, hey, we've got an extra ticket. Do you want to go? So I went to Drake, went to state in the spring, and I've never missed either one since 1975. And I credit my high school coaches for instilling a love of the sport. Got into the relays in 75 and Jim Duncan on the mic. And I remember telling Coach Purdy, I'm going to do this someday.
Yeah.
And
that's really
so
special.
I have. And it's just been, you know, and we've got really good kids at Iowa. You know, we're and we understand that, you know, you're not going to get a lot of recruits from Florida and Texas, and that's okay, but we'll get enough of them to blend in with the Iowa kids. And most of the good programs in Iowa, regardless of the sport, they get 3-star recruits and make them a 5 before they 100%. Graduate, you know, and they don't come in as a 5. And I've always loved that work ethic. And so it's just, it's been a labor of love for me and our foundation. You know, when I coached, we always had kids that had a need. So it's, I've got great supporters. I just saw Rich Benoit down here on the way, you know, and he says, I'm going to send you guys some shoes to give to kids. And, my favorite story is, about 3 weeks ago, I get a text from Jenny Simpson. Now she'd been with New Balance her entire career.
Right.
Now with Puma.
Right.
She said, I've got a closet full of New Balance spikes. Do you want them?
Oh, come on.
And so she sent me a great big box, 39 pairs of spikes. She had signed a singlet and a pair of spikes, and we raffled them off at our track clinic 2 weeks ago and made over $800. So,
well, Mike, as we wrap up, where can people go? Because first of all, you blessed me with a shirt, the track guy shirt, and And, you know, and I get shirts from around. I mean, I've got them.
I see them every day.
People send them to me. I'm so blessed. And I'm not going to lie, that track shirt that you gave me, it was at the Nutty Comb Invitational.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is the most comfortable shirt I own. I mean, I don't know what the material is.
They're called Tri-Blend.
It's amazing.
My kids insisted, Dad, you just can't get an old cotton shirt
because
everybody has those.
Smart kids.
Yeah.
So tell us where, this will be on the podcast all through 2023. Where can we go to, for those kind of items? If we have shoes we want to donate for this, where can we go?
TrackGuyFoundation.com. Okay. TrackGuyFoundation.com and all kinds of drop-down menus. And one thing we're kind of proud of, we just did it this year for the very first time. We have track meeting posters that coaches can download, and we've got
I saw that
the bio of two outstanding former Iowa preps on there. And so if we're gonna have a track meeting, it's got a place to fill out where to meet and what time. And lastly, January 25th, we're gonna get wound up our Track Guy speaker series events again. We had 8 of them around the state over 2 years before COVID, and last year at the NCAA Indoor Birmingham, Dan O'Brien came up to me and said, Mike, I want to do something to help the foundation. So Dan O'Brien's going to be there January 25th.
Great.
And a couple of our Paralympic athletes from Iowa. And we've got an All-American decathlete from the University of Iowa, Austin West. And he and Dan are going to close the show with a 45-minute conversation between one of the world's best ever Olympic gold medalist talking to an up-and-comer. So it'll be fun.
So trackguyfoundation.com. You got to go there, support. He's doing great things. And Mike, I'm just so thankful for you, man.
Thank you. Thank you for what you do for our sport. I look forward to your tweets every day, man. I really do.
We've got a lot
and
to
I mean
from.
That.
We get to do a selfie before we take out.
Let's
here.
Do it.
Mike, thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you, Mike.
Yes, sir.
World record shortest Gill Athletics Connections podcast ever. Check us out December 11th, 5:30, Denver, Colorado, Rocky Mountain Central Time. Check us out on YouTube in the link below in the show notes.